In a City Journal piece headlined The Battle for Houston, Joel Kotkin discussed how America's most opportunity-rich city faces a long-term challenge from smart growth advocates pushing for more regulation. Kotkin writes, challenges to Houston's light regulatory approach that reflects market forces more than ideology can be found everywhere, from writers for the Houston Chronicle to the urbanists at Rice University, both representing an increasingly powerful clerisy capable of challenging the long-running dominance of the local commercial and real estate interests that have always promoted growth and expansion as signs of virtue. Without question, wrote Kotkin, Houston will need to update some regulations and boost its infrastructure if it wants to meet the challenge of future storms. The real question is whether flood control opens the gates for a smart growth agenda that could seriously weaken Houston's affordability and growth trajectory. This will depend largely on political factors. Business and political leaders should not underestimate the power of academic institutions, legacy media, and allied nonprofits to advance that cause. The battle has just begun, and the future of the Houston model hangs in the balance. He's right, and Houston is a largely engineered city, young and among the most successful on the planet, and it doesn't even have zoning. Anytime the progressive elites or clerisy get involved, freedom is curtailed as they tell us how to use our property and live our lives. We should insist our towns let us manage our growth and keep the tell-us-how-to-live civic cheerleaders out of the way. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.